love you. It's Juanita.
Good morning, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show, Tarot Podcast and TV with me, Juanita, that you go girl. I am very, very blessed and grateful to be able to have these new platforms now. I really have to say that if it wasn't for the opportunity to express myself freely, honestly, openly, candidly, during the what I consider one of the most tumultuous times of my life, as in as far as relationships go, was when my twin flame and I, when I discovered that he was my twin flame. And it's unfortunate because the love story that I thought was going to ensue, the, you know, I thought that we were going to make it. I thought that we were going to, I thought we were going to make it. I did. I cannot. That's the rain you guys hear in the background. I cannot lie and say that I didn't think we was going to make it. Because I did. I really, really did. There was no indicators that, I mean, and I'm talking even through extreme emotional duress, I still felt very, very strongly in my heart that we were gonna make it. I really did. I believed him. I believed in him. I believed in us. I believed in the knowledge that sometimes, you know, you go through things so that other things can be birthed, right? And I know that part of that birthing was the twin flame journey, you know, going through that experience, because I have projects that, including scripts, books, poetry, self-help workshops, all kind of stuff that has really sparked out of this adventure, I'll say. I'm going to call it an adventure. Because anybody knows, anybody that has truly gone through a twin flame journey, I mean, look, there is a difference in liking somebody a whole lot. Like you really like somebody, or you were even in love with somebody, or you even want to marry them or have their kid, or you really like them a lot. I mean, a lot. The twin flame journey is an experience that you know once you go through it. You know once you're in it. You know once it's a part of you. You know. You know. And the one thing for sure is that it won't change. It won't change. It won't change, but it will change you. It will change you forever. Forever. And like I always say, I'm like the poster child for a reality TV show of a twin flame journey. And that's why my podcast was birthed from despair and from hurt and anguish and confusion, because I needed to talk and I needed to vent and I needed to get it out, and I needed to do it in a way that someone else could possibly hear it, you know. But it was at times where it'd be like 2 a.m, 3 a.m, like now, 4 a.m, stuff like that, where, you know, that there's nobody for me to really talk to. that is just going to sit there and listen. So I use this platform as a therapy tool, really, to get it out, to say things that, you know, that you would only say to total strangers, I guess. I don't know. All I know is that I've been seeking answers for a long time. And part of some of the things that I do to help heal myself or to help keep myself in balance is, you know, like every time I would get super angry and I would pour out my heart to my twin flame, and I would send voice clips or voice messages or anything like that. I save them. I would save them all because I wanted to replay them, you know, and hear for myself where I was, you know, what my issues were, what my emotions, where my emotions were, and how long, you know. Because actually the truth is, that's what started to save me. The fact that I recorded all those messages that I sent to him that he may have not even acknowledged. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may have not even... He may not even heard him. He may have just, you know, he could have been in a place where he just deleted him. You know, before he even listened, because he didn't want to listen. You know, because he gets like that. He don't want to listen. And he don't want to listen, he ain't going to listen. And then you could do about it. So, you know, because of that, I didn't know if any of my messages were really even getting through, you know. I didn't know if he was even hearing me. But most of the time, I think I was speaking so that I could hear me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to get it out of me so that I could heal. And I needed him to hear it, or I needed to at least feel like he was hearing it, you know? And, I mean, it just got really, really hard. It got really difficult just to get through the day to day. Just to be able to function, you know. I got a business, I got kids, I got this new hobby with the tarot and stuff like that, that I am actually turning into a business, and I'm going to, you know, pretty much that's what I'm going to be doing for a living now, you know. So I have to really develop it, and I'm meeting with one of my producer friends who actually called me while I was doing a live recording and was saying to me, you know, hey, I've watched your show, I've listened to your podcast, and I think you got something there, and I think that you... he was saying that he thinks that, you know, I have a real shot at doing something, and it's possible that I could be developed, you know. And all I really want is my own show. I want my own show, the One Talk Show, Tarot Podcast and TV. So it already tells you what we're doing. We're doing tarot, we do a podcast, and we do TV. Okay. Because there's a lot of facets to me. I like to cook. I like comedy. I like skits. I like you know, I like, I like things like that. So I've discovered a way to fuse my passions, you know, and doing the podcast and doing the tarot and doing the TV. The TV is, you know, anything I want to do. You know, like if I have a little skit I want to put together, or if I'm out and about in LA doing some commentary, or if I'm just speaking on some trending topic. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? So for a few seconds, just allow the sound of this beautiful rain coming down. It's thundering, though. There's thunder in there, but just allow the sounds of this beautiful rain to relax you. Just take a listen. Sometimes it's the rain that
reminded that there's peace to be had if we want it.
The fact that I've had to literally find creative ways to deal with the separation, the loss, the confusion, because mostly it's the confusion. It's like I'm confused. I was like, well, why would someone tell you that they love you, they love you, they want to be with you, that you are everything, everything's going to be all right, you guys are going to, it's going to work out, don't worry. But then everything that they're doing and showing you is the exact opposite. And time is going by and you're being patient and you're wondering, well, okay, well, when is it going to happen? And days and weeks turn into months and months turn into years and years turn into dreams deferred, and dreams deferred turn into bitterness, and bitterness turns into sickness, and sickness turns into loss. And then we decide to assess, how did we get here? How did we get here to this place? How did we get here to where everything is so upside down and so distant that we give up? And time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. While we might be trying to stop time, time isn't stopping. Oh no, time is not stopping. And although we're like, well, I'm going to put this over to the side and I'll get back to it when I get back to it. And you're talking about organic material. You're talking about people and hearts and love. I mean, even if you say that about your food, if you say, I'm going to put this sandwich right over here and I'm going to go do this and this and that and I'm going to come back and eat my sandwich later. Right? And let's say you haven't done anything to take care of that sandwich. You haven't covered it up. You haven't put it in a Ziploc bag. You haven't covered it with foil. You haven't put it in the refrigerator. You just left it on the counter right there, open and exposed. Oh, I'll come back and eat it. Guess what's going to happen when you come back to that sandwich? If, number one, someone else in your family hasn't come and snatched that sandwich, or a coworker or something. They walk in a room, ain't nobody around, and they see a delicious 7-layer turkey and all different kinds of turkey and all the fixings and one of them Jersey Mike's or something sitting there on the counter looking all good, smelling all good, still fresh. And they looking around like, whose sandwich is this? Whose sandwich is this? Ain't nobody saying nothing. They're like, hey, anybody here? Who left this sandwich on the counter like this? Ain't nobody in the house. Nobody in the house. Just a sandwich right there looking good and delicious. And this person's like, well, shit, I'm starving. Ain't nothing else in here to eat her. Shoot, I don't want none of that other stuff. I don't want no chili. I don't want no fried chicken. I want this turkey sandwich right here. That's looking good. And they take that sandwich, honey, and start devouring that sandwich. And that sandwich fills them up and nurtures them and everything. And they gone now. You come back weeks, months, days, years later. Hey, where's my wait a minute. Didn't I have a sandwich? Oh, yeah, I had a sandwich. Let me go get my sandwich. I'm hungry. because you're hungry and all that other stuff. You don't want it no more because it ain't good for you. And you remember you had that succulent, delicious sandwich sitting there on the counter. You're like, oh, let me go get my sandwich. You go get that sandwich. That sandwich gone. Somebody that came and got that sandwich and ate it up and nurtured themselves with it. Or the sandwich still there. Now imagine that. Sandwich still there, right? Divine feminine, divine masculine, you still there, sitting there waiting for your person. Sandwich still there, waiting for you to come back and eat it and be nurtured by it. And it's trying its best to stay fresh and stay, you know, juicy and stay succulent and stay tender for you. But you know what happens with time and the elements and neglect. There's, honey, that sandwich is molded. Got all kind of germ and bacteria done formed on it. Because see, what you don't realize is everything is consumed by everything else. Everything is. So if you don't want it, you didn't want to eat the sandwich while it was fresh so that it can nourish your insides, your body, and come out, you know, and do what it's supposed to do. The bio organisms in the world's like, hey, oh, look, there's a sandwich right there. So time and pain and misery and years and age and hopelessness and all these things come in and weigh on that sandwich, if you will, okay? And it gets hard. Have you ever let bread, I know, you know, doing science experiments, have you ever just let a slice of bread sit out on the counter for days and days and just chronolize what stages of decay it endures? I mean, and by the time it's over, that bread is so hard, you can't even break it in half. It's petrified, right? So just think of that analogy with this twin flame journey. Think of it like you, divine feminine, or the person that is waiting for their divine counterpart. You could be male or female. Take it how it resonates. But you guys know I talk in men and women. So just think of it, divine feminine. You're sitting there, or divine masculine, like I said. You're sitting there waiting for your divine feminine to come back, or waiting for your divine masculine to show you love or to nurture you. And boom, you're going to end up like that sandwich that's been sitting on the counter, that's been left sitting on the counter. You are the sandwich that has been left sitting on the counter. Either no one's going to eat you or consume you for nourishment's sake or any of that stuff, right? And you're not going to be good to anyone, just a wasted sandwich, right? Petrified, bacteria-ridden, hard, you know, nothing, there's nothing left to do but throw it away. You've let it sit there so long that it's not even the same sandwich anymore. The fluffiness of the bread has decomposed and the bread looks different, and the texture of the bread is not soft anymore. It's hard. So where you used to be sweet and kind and hopeful for love, now you're stagnant and stressed and upset and mean-spirited, where your turkey meat was delicious and succulent and there were several kinds. You had the ham, the turkey ham, the turkey breast, the honey turkey. You had all different kinds on the sandwich. Molded. Spoiled. It's like not having sex for way too long. Not orgasming for way too long. You can spoil. Oh, yeah. You don't think so? Try it. Things start to not work like they're supposed to, and things start to, it's like a spoiling. It's like a bacteria that hasn't been allowed to circulate. And it's sad because it's a waste. You look at it like, wow, what a waste of a, you know, a good woman, or what a waste of a good man, or and you know, and it's sad. It's sad because you, yeah. You wonder to yourself, like, wow, you know, did I just stay a wonderful, loyal, devoted sandwich just so I could be thrown in the trash anyway? Food for thought, my beauty beauties. Food for thought. Okay? Food for thought. Some of you out there are thinking that, well, you know, I'm just going to stick around. I'm just going to stay in this, wait for this person to come back to me. I'm just going to wait. All right. You can do that, sweetie. Everyone is at free will. You can do that. But what you have to, what you have to accept while you're waiting is that life is still happening. Life is still happening. As you guys can hear, like, I'll go into a different room, right, where you can't hear the rain, right? But when I come back in here, you can hear the rain. So even though I go into another room and you can't hear the rain, that doesn't mean that the rain isn't coming down. Okay, so I just want you all to just, I mean, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. And that's why I had to go through it, because I needed to know exactly. I'm going to be major, you guys, major in this, you know, motivational speaking, relationship, guru type platform, because everything I speak about, everything that I'm trying to assist you get through, I've been there, honey. Been there, done that, and on the other side of it. So, I mean, I know it's hard. And now, it might even, I mean, it might truly, truly be over. I don't know what's happening with my twin flame. He could be injured somewhere, you know, I would never know. He could be really hurt, you know, and I would never know. And that's how he set it up. That's how he did it. So what am I to do? Am I to just pull my hair out and cry every night? Like, oh no, where is he? How come he can't call me? Why don't he talk to me? No, no. We have to accept the fact that they put the sandwich on the counter. They didn't even take a bite out of it. They put the sandwich on the counter and left it there. They prepped it. I mean, have you ever watched someone make a sandwich with love? I used to have a friend, rest in peace, Vet Hilda Pryor. She's probably with me right now. I used to have a friend who, this girl took forever. When I say Virgo, honey, Virgo, this girl took forever to make anything, all right? Because, of course, she got to, you know, be in her zone with her little cocktail and, you know, her music and chilling and all that. And then she got to get all the ingredients she wants to use for the it's like watching an Asian lady cook for dinner. Because, you know, they start early in the morning cooking for dinner, and dinner don't be ready till fucking late, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever. But they've been up since 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock preparing for the meal. Okay, so that's her. That was her. She got to dice the onions and dice the cilantro and dice the tomatoes and put everything just so. And oh my goodness. And then she got to put it together. Like she would make a tuna sandwich or a chopped chicken sandwich or something like that. Honey, you haven't had no chopped chicken or tuna until you had hers, honey. I mean, and just the sheer watching her put it together, watching her prepare it was just a wonderful thing to see, right? All the painstaking care she would take in chopping all the different ingredients that she were going to put in there. And they were all minced just so, and you know, just, it was just a wonderful experience. So, I mean, that's what puts me in mind of this whole twin flame journey. It's like preparing. It's like watching her prepare that. Watching her prepare those sandwiches, right? Because of the care that she would take. So that's how it feels to me with this whole sandwich analogy that I'm using for you guys. It's like the twin flame has painstakingly put together this delicious looking sandwich. I mean, put it together. Any chef would be proud. So, but, you know, it's like taking the time. I mean, and that takes hours. And taking the time to painstakingly put it together only to put it on the counter and be like, oh, no, I'm coming back. Like you were about to sit down and enjoy it, but something got your attention, or you have to get up, or you have to leave, or you have to go do something. And you thought you'd be right back, but you didn't come right back. You got held up. Because what you should have done was wrap your sandwich up and take it with you. Had it in. You know how we do when we hungry, honey, and we got to run out somewhere. We grab that food or cut it in half, take half of it, something, and put the rest of it away so that when we return, we can have it. But what you did was you left it on the counter. You took all that time in preparing it and getting it all just so, putting just the right amount of mayo or whatever dressings you like on your sandwich, you know. You just think of it. Think of your favorite sandwich and how painstakingly you or Jersey Mike's puts it together. And how you know how delicious it's going to taste because it's your favorite sandwich. But there was a cookout happening outside or something, I don't know, and you went out there and started eating chili and hot dogs and pizza and all that, and you forgot you had that delicious sandwich on the counter. And you guys heard my analogy already. But the point is the same thing with the twin flame journey. It's like you're in a relationship and you're like, wait a minute. One day, you're going to remember that you left that sandwich on the counter. One day, you're going to get so hungry and nothing else around you is going to satisfy you. You're just going to want that sandwich. Y'all know how it is. You get a taste for something, you know, especially for those of us who've been pregnant, oh my goodness, right? Or those of us who've been, who've gotten somebody pregnant, right? For those of you who've gotten someone pregnant, those of us who've been pregnant, same scenario. Because I remember my husband was cravings right along with me. So, same scenario. It's like, you know, when you get something in your mind that you want it, you know? And, nothing will stop you. Try to go get it. But then sometimes you try to go get it and your favorite shop is closed, or they're out of business. They're no longer in business, or they done ran out of your favorite topping, or whatever it is. Whatever it is. What I'm trying to say with that is there's no guarantee that just because it's your favorite, that just because you prepared it and you made it succulent and delectable and desirable, there's no guarantee that it's going to be available to you when you decide you're going to come back and get it. Because the reality is, those of us who've been in this twin flame journey, we see it's like the reason that we waited and the reason that we stayed and the reason that we desired our person is because they made us feel a certain way, or they made us, you know, they took good care of us. They desired us. We were their favorite sandwich. And what are you to do because somebody doesn't want you anymore? You're not their favorite sandwich anymore. What are you to do? Not allow someone else to come in and eat you. Literally and figuratively. Hello, over 18 over here. You know? I mean, it's like, what are you to do? Sit around and miss out on the best years of your life? Because think of the sandwich analogy. The sandwich is sitting there and it's being patient. It's not pushing itself into somebody else's hands or mouth. It's just sitting there waiting for you to come back and eat it. But if you never come back, or by the time you come back, time has done what time does, which is wait for no man, woman, boy, or girl. And the bread is wrinkly and hard and crusty and molded. The meat is molded and sour and putrid. The cheese, if there was cheese on it, is gone bad. It's molded. All these things. All these things. The same can be said for people's spirits and personalities and physicalities as well. So while we're not perfect, while we're not without an understanding of how we should be, we have to remember that love is organic. Being with someone is organic. Just like food is organic. And if left out, unprotected for too long, it'll decompose. It's a law of nature. So don't feel bad if you decide that you cannot sit there on the counter and you want to be wrapped up and protected. Don't feel bad about that. That's your right. Just because your twin flame came into your life and made you feel good, aka fluffing up your bun, putting sauce, your favorite sauces on the sandwich, choosing the best meats, presenting it like a showpiece,
a lot of you were already a showpiece, but you know, put it, the twin flame journey kind of put you together in a way that you didn't even know was capable. I'm manifesting my soulmate, my true soulmate. I'm manifesting my husband. I'm manifesting the one, my divine counterpart. I am manifesting him because through him I want my son. Through him I want my next, what I've always wanted to be, which is a motivational speaking philanthropist. Traveling the world first class, bringing joy and cheer to everyone that I meet. Period. And those around me and those who are in my inner circle and those who are in my family that, you know, I've kept close, who I deem family, not based on blood or demographics or bloodline, I mean to say, you know. So as the rain falls down and the thunder roars, bellows over the skies, and just decide to be better. That's all this is about, being better, just being better. And if what will be, will be. What will be, will be.
So I hope that those of you in the twin flame journey who are just completely and utterly confused, but you're at the last phases of it, you're not utterly confused. I mean, you have your intuition and you have ideas and you know probabilities or possibilities. You just would rather your twin flame just clear the air and be honest. Just be honest. I mean, Sierra already made a song about it. No matter how many times I ask, just be honest. You know? Is that your bitch over there? Yeah. Giving me the ugly stare. The one with the silicone ass and the Brazilian hair. You ain't gonna respect me, no, till I'm not there. See, I got you comfortable, now you ain't really scared. I bet you start loving me soon as you see me with someone else, somebody better than you. I bet you start needing me soon as you see me with someone else, somebody other than you. And I know that it hurts, I know it hurts your pride, but you thought the grass was greener on the other side. I bet you'll start loving me soon as I start loving someone else, somebody other than you. So to me, I mean, she said it with that song. You won't get it until I'm gone away. Gone away. Just can't be honest, no matter how many times I ask. So it don't matter no more. It doesn't matter. We are not the only ones going through this. We're not the only ones that have gone through this, and we're not the only ones that will go through this. All we're supposed to do is, when we go through it, leave a mark. Leave something that could possibly help somebody else that's going to go through it. So I thank Sierra for that song, for exposing her feelings, for putting her emotions out there, for letting it just be real. Like, look, dang, you just can't be honest, no matter how many times I ask you. And here we are, and this chick is right here. Is that her right there? Because she's staring at me like, you know? And then why we gotta go round and round with this? All right. And then we all saw it. We all saw it. Because that triangle with that particular story was Future, Sierra, and Russell Wilson. You know? And Sierra loved Future, had his baby. You know? married him. Well, they was supposed to be getting married till he canceled and left her standing at the altar damn near. But guess what? She cried her tears. She cried her tears. She made it through. She healed. She waited. He never returned. So, yeah, it's been a tumultuous experience, but she shared that story with us, she shared that pain with us, and because she did, a lot of us now can get through our own pain. And that's why I share my story. That's why I share this journey that I'm on, this twin flame scenario, this situation, all of it, because somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know that it's not just you, sweetie. We all have gone through this, or we all have gone through something that is relatable to someone else. And it's not going to help anyone if you keep it to yourself, or you make videos but they're private, or you don't share your story, you don't share your concerns. Everybody has a story that can uplift and help someone. And because of that, I stay true to who I am, and I will stand tall and express myself. And there's more to come. There's so much that the universe has given me. And I've overcome it, and I'm on the other side of it so that I can help someone else. And that's all I've ever asked for. And now it's happening to me. So, of course, I'm going to continue to share my love, share my story, share my trials and tribulations, so that hopefully you that are listening, you don't pick up the razor and slit your wrist when your heart is broken to that magnitude. You don't swallow a bottle of pills. You don't put a gun to your throat. You don't put a rope around your neck. You don't do any of that. You just listen to these podcasts. Put on Sierra. Put on Janet Jackson. Know that we have all been through some heartbreak hotel, but we are on the other side to help you help yourself get to your happy place. I love you to life. I wish you love and light. As always, I will see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. Mwah.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light, and see you in the funny papers. Bye!